The first one is actually a part of a question, a request. And the meditator thinks that he is the suicide spider. And you are the big, the fat and happy spider. So she is lucky to meet you. But luckily, unluckily, then you are going to leave us in 2 days' time. So apart from requesting you to come again, then what can we do more?
So I'm the fat happy spider.
咁老師你都係肥同埋開心嘅蜘蛛。
So.In the last, I don't know how many days, and tomorrow I'll be giving you lots and lots of instructions. So I'm putting all the seeds inside of you.
咁咧，聽日咧，老師即係話一日咧，佢就會俾好多好多啲指示我哋咧，即係俾曬啲種子我哋噶啦，聽日。
And so a garden will grow inside you.
咁咧，如果我哋一路加水嘅話咧，咁呢啲種子就會成熟噶啦。
You don't need the gardener to be in the garden 24 hours a day, every day of the year. He just makes sure everything is settled. He maybe comes and sees you once a week.
我哋都有種花咁啦，我哋唔需要個花園個園丁喺度，我哋自己種花，睇住啲花冇問題就得噶啦。
And so for me, there's many places I have to do my gardening all over the world.
咁因為老師咧，佢因為去全世界好多地方去宏發咧，佢要即係放好多種子出嚟噶。
But I've given you so much instruction, so much fertilizer and water. Your garden's going to grow.
咁聽老師會俾好多好多指示我哋嘅。咁俾咗咁多肥田料我哋咧，俾咗咁多水我哋之後咧，咁我哋個花園就可以開花噶啦。
So all the talks which I've given here, they're all recorded. So get copies of them and listen to them again and again and again.And you'll hear all the information you ever need.
咁咧，老師今次咧就多謝宏發精舍咧，就將所有嘅佢嘅所有嘅開示咧都係錄曬音噶。咁我哋就可以不斷咁再聽再聽，然後再明白老師俾我乜嘢我哋。
Imagine the Buddha. The Buddha died. He passed away, but his teachings lasted for 25, 26 centuries.
咁你睇下佛陀走咗之後咧，佢入滅之後咧，2000多年啦，我哋仲可以聽到佢教法嘅。
But in the time of the Buddha, people were very clever. The Buddha just came to teach one talk, and many people became enlightened. I've been teaching for 5 or 6 days, and how many of you?
咁佛陀咧就好犀利嘅，佢只係講一個開示咧，就好多人都可以開悟到嘅。咁老師嚟咗五至六日咧，咁我哋有冇人開悟到啊？
Okay, next question.
These two are mixed because okay. It's the same. Whenever I do the breathing meditation, and unconsciously, if I was attracted by outside noise and thoughts and all that, how can I stop this kind of distraction? 個問題差唔多，佢話咧，就我哋一坐禅嗰陣時咧，好多時會係。觀呼吸嗰陣時，俾外境吸引咗。咁佢話有咩辦法可以減少呢啲咁嘅分心啊
？You go to the shop and you get these headphones, which actually equalise the noise, so you can't hear anything outside. So get some headphones.
咁你鋪頭咧買一啲嗰啲耳筒啊，咁你塞住隻耳咁啊，聽唔到出邊啲嘢啦。
Or put some things in your ears.
或者擠一啲耳塞落佢隻耳嗰度。
Or if that doesn't work, remember that story which I said early on.It's not the sound that disturbs you. It's you who disturb the sound.
咁如果咁都唔得嘅咧，你記得老師一個開示就係話咧，唔係啲聲音騷擾你，係你騷擾緊啲聲音。
So when you hear the sound, none of my business.
咁一聽到啲聲咧，就話唔關我事嘅。
And then you don't pay attention to it, and it disappears.
咁你唔俾注意力落去嘅咧，佢就會走噶啦。
You can do that with your husband. The husband talks, and you don't hear him.
呢個你可以對付你個配偶都得嘅。如果同佢同你講嘢，當佢冇到。
And husbands are very good with their wives. Somebody told me this. They said, after many years of marriage, you know how to not hear your wife when she's speaking.
咁咧，有啲即係做丈夫咧，有啲同老師講過咧，當佢同太太幾年之後咧，佢都明白到當太太講嘢係冇聽到嘅。
So you could do that with the sounds outside.
咁你可以用呢個方法嚟停止我哋嘅攀援。Another question is you told us not to see the breathing in here, the middle or the nose, and then what should I put the emphasis on, the focus?
You put
個問題就係話咧，老師嗰日教我哋唔好擠落個人中嗰度咧，嗰個呼吸啊，咁究竟擠邊度好咧
？You watch the breath, you don't watch the nose.
你係睇個呼吸，唔係睇個鼻啊。
Sometimes the breath's at the nose, sometimes it's in the tummy, sometimes it's somewhere else. Wherever the breath happens to be, that's where you watch it.
有時我哋會覺得個鼻個下邊有個氣啦，有時可能個肚啦，或者喺出邊啦。所以你覺得係個呼吸喺邊度，你就係睇嗰度。
Today is Saturday. Many people will be going to my temple in Perth looking for Ajahn Brahm. They can go to the temple, they won't find me because I'm not there.
咁咧，即係好似今日星期六咧，喺珀斯咧就好多人會去老師嗰個寺院度揾佢嘅，但係老師都唔喺嗰度。
I'm supposed to be there, but I'm not.
佢理論上應該喺嗰度嘅，但係佢真係唔喺度。
Sometimes people look for the breath at the tip of the nose, but the breath isn't there. That's why they can't find it.
咁有啲人咧就用個即係睇個鼻個人中嚟揾個呼吸咧，有陣時唔喺嗰度嘅，所以佢揾唔到啦。
So you have to watch the breath wherever it happens to be, not where it's supposed to be, not where you want it to be.But where it happens to be.
咁我哋揾個呼吸嘅時候咧，係佢發生嘅時候，我睇到佢，唔係話佢應該喺邊度發生，或者喺邊個位置我揾到佢。
That's why I say to find the breath, you ask yourself, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? Once you have the answer, you're watching the breath.
咁老師問教我哋睇一個問題就係，如果我哋要觀呼吸嘅時候，我先問自己，我知唔知道而家我喺度呼吸？是入息和出息，如果你知道你是吸入和吸出的时候，你已经是观紧个呼吸了。
And if you ask that question, am I breathing in or am I breathing out, and you can't find the breath, then please call an ambulance because you're dead.
因为如果你问自己，我知唔知自己呼吸紧啊？如果你觉唔知道自己是吸息或者呼出的时候咧，咁我哋要打电话去救伤，搵架救伤车，因为你已经死咗啦。
Okay.
I know the mind is not located in the brain here, from my experience. But where is the mind actually is it? 個問題就話咧，呢個同修知道個心咧，我成日講個心就唔係個腦啊，唔喺呢度啊。咁究竟個心喺邊度咧
？Okay, this is a story from one of my old friends from university. This was that story where his kid, he was only 6 years of age, was asked the question, "What's the biggest thing in the world?" And one child put up their hand and said, "My daddy." Another child said, "An elephant." Another said, "A mountain." The daughter of my friend, only 6 years of age, said, "The biggest thing in the world is my eye."
咁咧，嗰個問題就係話咧，我邊樣嘢係最大啊？咁咧有個幾個細路仔答，一個咧就話我爸爸。一個話做山，一個係我啲玩具。咁第五個個答案咧，嗰個就最聰明就話嗰個女仔嚟嘅，係佢老師嘅朋友嚟，個女嚟。咁佢係我最大嘅嘢咧，就隻眼。
And the teacher asked her what she meant, and she said, "Well, my eye can see her daddy, my eye can see an elephant, my eye can see a mountain, and so much more. If all of that could fit into my eye." My eye must be the biggest thing in the world.
咁佢話咧，我隻眼咧可以睇到，即係個朋友嘅個爸爸可以睇到個大笨象，可以睇到山，睇到好多好多嘢。咁佢話咪即係我隻眼係最大啊！我睇到咁多嘢。
She was almost right, because your mind can see everything your eye can see, and it can imagine things you'll never see in the real world. Your mind can also hear sounds real and imaginary.It can smell, it can taste, it can feel, and it has its own area. Now, things like thoughts, things like feelings, these are things which the mind can know. In fact, everything that can ever be known can fit into your mind. So the mind is the biggest thing. Not the biggest thing in the world, because the world fits in to your mind.
咁呢個答案呢就係差唔多啱啦，唔係啱曬嘅。咁老師話呢，我哋個睇到嘢呢，因為我哋個心，我哋個心可以，因為有個心可以睇到嘢。咁我哋個心除咗可以睇到實物睇到嘅話呢，亦都可以睇到啲我想像嘅嘢。咁我心亦都可以聽到嘢，亦都可以聽到啲想像嘅嘢。即係所有嘅嘢，我哋個心係可以聽到嘅。所以相對上嚟講，個心係最大嘅。大到呢，我哋唔係定個世界咁簡單，因為個世界都喺我哋喺個心裏邊嘅。
So the mind doesn't live in the brain, it doesn't live in the heart, it doesn't live in the world, but the world lives in your
mind. 所以不是心不在腦，亦都不在世界裏面，是整個世界在我們心裏面。
That's why the body dies, the mind continues. Even the universe ends, and the mind still carries on, because the universe lives in the mind. Not the other way around.
就算好似我哋話死，點解話我哋死咗之後，我哋嗰個心識仲喺度呢？因為就係佢俾個宇宙用大，唔係個宇宙個滅亡。就算個宇宙冇咗咧，個心仲喺度，係因為嗰個宇宙都喺我心裏邊。
I will now give you another exercise. When I say go, I want you to put up your left hand or your right hand. If you are happy, be honest. If you're happy, put up your right hand. If you're unhappy, put up your left hand.
如果你而家老師講個問題，如果你覺得開心咧，就舉你隻右手；覺得唔開心啊，舉你隻左手。 Do it now.
Do it now.
真㗎，而家做㗎。
Okay, now with your hand, can you please point to that happiness? Where is it?
咁你可唔可以用隻手指，你係開心嘅，指到邊樣叫開心啊
？Point to it. Where is the happiness?
喺邊度啊
？People are pointing all over the place.
係啊，咁你指到周圍都係。
Are you imagining the happiness?
你係咪想象緊個開心啊
？The happiness is real. Where does the happiness live?
咁如果個快樂係真係存在嘅，佢喺邊度啊
？Next time you're angry, point to the anger. Where is it?
第二次當你有嗔怒心出起嘅時候，你睇下你指去個嗔怒心喺邊度啊
？When you're afraid, point to the fear.
當你係有驚慌嘅時候，你指出邊度係個驚慌喺邊度啊？
You can't point to any place in the body because happiness, fear, anger is part of the mind.
因為你唔可以指到我身體任何一部分。當我哋開心啊、有憤怒心啊、好驚嘅時候，我哋指唔到喺邊個部分嘅。
So when you're happy, the whole of your body, the whole of the room, everything you know is happy. When you're angry, your whole body and everything is angry because the world lives in the mind, and if the mind is angry, the whole world is angry.
當我哋嬲嘅時候，或者係開心嘅時候咧，我哋會成個身體都有唔同嘅反應嘅，成個房我哋都用曬我哋依啲咁嘅情緒去充滿咗嘅。所以咧，又因為我哋個心喺度啊，所以唔係話因為個你自己嬲怒，而係令個身體嬲怒，而係因為我哋個心充滿咗咧。
So the reason why you couldn't point to the happiness was because you can't point to the mind. The mind is everywhere.
因為你指唔到嗰個開心或者嗔怒嘅話咧，就因為個心你係指唔出嘅，個心係無處不在嘅。Okay,
next question.
How can I enhance or improve the determination and right effort? 呢個問題就問咧，佢點樣可以增強我哋嗰個決心同埋個正精進啊？
Through inspiration.
激發啦。
Because if you come on a nice retreat like this, you're inspired. Ajahn Brahm makes it sound so easy and so happy, which means you put forth more effort and determination.
咁咧，即係好似你哋呢個禅修營咁咧，得到老師咁多啟發嘅話咧，你自然你嗰個精進力同埋你個決定心會強咗嘅。
If I made it sound so hard, or you have to meditate for lifetimes to get jhanas and get enlightened. And if I made it so painful You have to sit for 3 hours before you could move. You won't get inspiration, you get desperation.
即係如果老師用一啲好強硬嘅方法，要坐三個鐘啊，即係要好辛苦嘅好強嘅方法，要我哋去先可以做到渣男嘅話咧，咁我覺得係一個絕望，就唔係一個希望，一個鼓勵。但老師用咁輕鬆嘅態度啊，咁我哋就容易俾佢鼓勵到啦。
That's why people give up. So like meditation, like sport, just like education, you need a good coach. If you have an inspiring teacher at school.You love studying. If you have an inspiring teacher at the temple, you love meditating. That's where your effort and determination comes from.
如果我哋有個好嘅教練咧，好似打波啊，就算做任何嘢，如果有好嘅教練咧，我哋好有興趣去做嘅。好似我哋去自然一樣啦。如果有個好嘅禅師教我哋咧，我哋自然有嗰個決定同埋嗰個精進都會加強噶啦。
Okay, next question.
The highest achievement in the Theravada is that is Arahat. Is it the top one that we can achieve? That means we don't have to get reincarnate. And so in that Theravada, is that any Bodhisattva's path?
The highest achievement in Theravada is letting go of everything. So there's nothing left.
这个题目的南传他都讲最高的果位就是阿罗汉道，即是解脱道，我们俗称就不会再转世的。那南传究竟有没有菩萨道呢？那老师答呢，南传最高的就是我们放下所有的东西。
So these are not achievements. These are emptying the mind and emptying everything. So you've got nothing left.
这个我们不是说行即是解脱道或者什么菩萨道，我们不是去攞一些东西，而我们放下一些东西，是放下所有的东西，所以就没有东西留下的。
So the ultimate achievement is you disappear. Bye bye.
咁最后最终极嗰个结果就是我们说可以 say bye bye, 我们不用回来了。
So you can call that emptiness, you can call that arahat, you can call it whatever you like.But these aren't achievements. These are emptying.
咁咧，你可以叫佢做阿罗汉啊，或者空性。但系呢个最终嘅就系，即系我哋唔会仲有嘢喺度啦。我哋。
There's an old poem in one of the Theravada commentaries called Visuddhimagga. It says, "The path is, but no traveller on it is seen. Enlightenment is."But no one who enters.
咁咧喺南传嘅经典嗰度有讲咧，我老师有讲过，就话喺条路咧，修行嘅路上系冇人嘅。咁有正觉，但系冇人去正觉嘅。
So if you're traveling, if you're driving, if you're controlling the meditation, there's no path. You've lost the path.
如果我哋尝试去控制嘅，一路都话我哋要去做一个好嘅禅修咧，咁嘅时候我哋唔系修紧路，唔系紧修行紧嘅。
And to enter enlightenment, you have to disappear. It's no longer an attainment. It's a disappearing act.
如果要即係正覺或者開悟嘅話咧，我哋係唔見咗自己係消失咗嘅，唔係攞到啲任何嘢嘅。
So a lot of people who wrote the books, they didn't really understand. There is no difference between Theravada, Mahayana, Hinayana.Mahayana, Vajrayana.
实际上有些人就即写书写得不清楚，实际上南传、北传、密城和老师讲的哈哈即笑城都是终极的目的一样的。
So it's all about letting go, disappearing, vanishing.
这全部都是讲放下，然后我们消灭 自己不见，没了自己。
Until there's no Hinayana, there's no Mahayana, there's no Vajrayana, there's no Yana at all. Everything is all gone, finished, done with. You've let go of everything, outside and inside.
我哋系最终咧，就系放下我哋所有嘅嘢，唔好系外边定内边。所以放下到咧，冇任何存剩嘅嘢喺度。
So if you meet someone and they say, "I am enlightened," and they have a big sign on their robe.I am an arahat.
咁佢見到有啲人咧話：我已經係解脱咗啦。咁喺個件衫度寫住啦，我係阿羅漢。
That means they can't be enlightened.
咁佢話咧，佢哋唔係證悟咗嘅。
The real people are enlightened. You don't know who they are. They just look pretty ordinary, just like the person sitting next to you.
真正嘅。即係解脱咗嘅人咧，睇落去好普通，可能就係你隔離嗰個就係啦。
Okay, next question.
Karma is somewhat like the rules of the game. And did Buddha find out who created these rules and who decide which karma belongs to that the good karma group and the bad karma groups? And he gave an example. Say if you got drunk in the water.And I don't want to save you, but I want to save you because I just want to avoid bad karma. That's why I have to do it. Can I really get that good karma if I save you without a good intention? And are you aware people that doing good things only just for the benefit of herself or himself for the gaining of the benefits of the virus? And what do you think about that? 呢個同修就問咧，佢話係誒，即係佢知道話誒。個因果一個法規嚟嘅，咁佢就問咪佛陀去法去，即係揾唔到邊個去整呢個法規啦。咁同埋究竟邊個可以話係呢個係好嘅卡，一個好嘅業或者唔好嘅業咧？佢俾咗個好個一個例子就話，如果你係有人跌咗落水，咁我唔係好想救佢嘅，不過我為咗要做啲好，即係要做啲好業咧，咁我去救佢。咁我話咁嘅，我根本冇一個，即係我唔係真心想去救佢嘅。咁嘅時候咧，就亦都問老師有冇啲人為咗自己去做啲嘢，即係去攞功德，但唔係真係去做好嘢嘅。咁問老師點睇
？When I came to this temple and I was given my schedule and I looked, oh my God, what have I got to do? So much teaching, so much answering questions. I've hardly got any time for a rest. So what did I do?Instead of just thinking about it, you just do it, and it's very easy. So don't think about it, just do it.
老師好似佢今次嚟呢個禪營咁啦，好多好多要開示啦，又咁多 Q&A， 即係咁多問題嘅時間啦。一睇落去咧，哇！佢話咁多嘢，如果佢係喺度諗嘅話，點解要做咁多嘢嘅時候咧？佢唔會嘅，佢話就係做，就唔好諗咁多嘢。
So if you see me drowning, don't think about it.
Save me.
By the time you've decided whether it's good karma or bad karma, I'm dead.
咁即係如果你見到老師真係跌咗落水浸緊嘅時候咧，你唔好再諗係好定唔好嘅業。咁因為你諗完之後咧，老師可能已經浸死咗啦。
So don't think about it, feel it. It's the right thing to do, so do it.
我哋話就你唔老師話你唔好去諗佢好定唔好，用去感覺去知佢好定唔好。
Because I of my age, when I was young, there was a big war in Vietnam between United States and the Viet Cong. And part of that war, there was a very bad war crime done in the village of My Lai, where the United States troops went into the village and they killed every man, woman and child. It was an atrocity. It was a war crime. And a journalist found out,And the people in charge were prosecuted.
咁咧，老師話佢有一個經驗咧，就係一個喺美國同西越南打仗嗰時咧，咁啲美軍咧入咗一條村啊，將嗰條村裏邊所有嘅人都殺曬啊。
But 40 years after that crime, they interviewed some of the soldiers involved, and all of those soldiers, some had gone to prison, but if they didn't go to prison.They were psychologically very disturbed. The karma was really hurting them.
咁咧，四十年之後咧，就呢班即係殺咗人嗰啲個士兵咧，就有一啲咧已經係坐緊監啦，因為佢咁樣做啦。咁有啲就算冇坐監嘅咧，佢嗰個心理上一個好大嘅創傷。
But there was one of the soldiers who was in that group of men who were ordered to go into the village and shoot everybody who refused. He was an African American soldier.He wasn't intelligent. He joined the army just to get out of poverty. But when he was ordered to go into the village and shoot men, women, and children, he said no.
咁另一個咧就唔肯認嘅，咁呢個咧個非洲嘅美國人啊，咁佢嗰陣時點解要參軍咧？因為佢冇錢啊。咁佢記得佢嗰陣時啲人嗰、那個個將軍要佢哋去殺嗰啲村民嘅時候咧，佢話佢唔肯嘅。
Because he refused the order, he was put in military prison for 2 to 3 years, and that's much tougher than a civilian prison.
咁咧，因為佢嗰陣時唔聽上司講咧，咁佢變咗又要俾佢捉咗去嗰啲軍事法庭咧。就坐了2至3年的監啊，咁佢喺坐軍即係嗰啲監咧，就比我哋普通嘅監獄係辛苦好多嘅。
But he was the only soldier who was happy and at peace with himself, because he'd done the good karma. He'd refused to do bad.
因為佢係唯一一個係仲係覺得好平靜同埋開心嘅士兵，因為佢做咗件好事啊。
When they asked him, "Did you know you were going to go to military prison for refusing the order?" He said, "Yes."Well, why did you do that? He said, "I didn't think about it, but I just knew it was bad. I just couldn't do it."
咁當人問佢咧，你要去坐嗰軍事嘅監獄好辛苦喎，咁點解你要咁做啊？咁佢話佢我唔知，但我覺得我去殺人係唔好嘅事，所以我冇做到。
If you trust that feeling inside, you know what's good, you know what's bad. It's when you start thinking about it.You get into trouble because sometimes, oh, it's bad, but everyone else is doing it, so I'm going to do it.
咁當我哋如果個心裏邊發覺一樣嘢好定唔好嘅時候咧，如果我哋開始先至再去諗咧，諗哦好定唔好咧，就會令到呢樣嘢好麻煩噶啦。
Many men are like that. It's wrong to cheat on my wife. It's wrong to get a mistress, but everyone else is doing it. Why not me? And you convince yourself through thinking. That is the problem. Feel it. You can trust the feeling, the thinking.Can actually deceive you.
咁有啲人咧，好似想去偷情咧，咁個心裏邊覺得唔開心啊，但係唔係喎？睇下隔離嗰人又係咁喎，嗰人又有咁多個依賴，咁我做都唔緊要啦。就因為咁，佢又去做咗啲唔係咁好嘅嘢啦。就所以話個感覺，我哋相信個感覺，就唔好相信我哋諗嘅嘢。
You know, because I'm a Buddhist monk, I'm not supposed to touch a woman, but once I held a beautiful woman in my arms. She was dressed up, beautiful, with makeup and scent, and I carried her in my arms, in my robes.
咁咧就一個出家人咧，理論上就有男權。我諗所有出家人咧就唔應該掂女人嘅。咁老師佢有一次咧就係抱住一個好靚、著得好靚嘅女人。
Because one day coming back from a talk, I saw a car crash.And this poor woman was injured in the car, so I had to carry her out. I didn't think, a monk is not supposed to touch a beautiful woman. It needed to be done. You felt this was the right thing to do, so you just did it.
咁咧，然後點解咧？因為嗰次有個車禍啊。咁佢老師見到咧，佢冇諗過任何嘢咧，唔係諗住嗰個靚嘅女人定乜嘢。佢因為要救人，佢就去抱起個女人啦。
I didn't think, should I carry her out or should I not carry her out? But she's a woman.But it says in the books, but then I'm not supposed to be kind. If I'd have thought like that, she'd have died.
即係如果好似老師話，如果我諗下啊，呢個人係男係女啊，咁我諗下啊，我應該對佢仁慈喎。咁我有一個出家人，我又唔可以掂佢。如果諗得咁多嘅時候咧，根本個女人可能都死咗啦。
So you felt what was the proper thing to do, and it was obviously the right thing to do.
咁如果你去用個感受去知嘅時候咧，你相信個感受，多數嗰個係一個啱嘅決定嚟嘅。
So that's how you solve that problem.
這個就是老師給你的方法了。 And do we need to go into jhana before we can ask the question earlier? That's the previous life. Is there a danger? Dangerous. 那他就問呢，是不是要 去到禪那，所以問回前世，就是說再前一點的問題呢，還有有沒有危險？
It can be done just when you get to nimitta stageBut it's best after the jhana, as you get more power. But even just you have a very beautiful meditation, you're very peaceful and very happy, try it.
老師說你可以在廁上或者禪上出現那些光出現的時候，你可以試一下。不過呢，就在禪那的時候就穩定很多。或者你覺得你做得很好的禪修時都可以試一下。
It's not dangerous, it's interesting. Find out where you came from.
那這個不是一個危險的東西，是很好玩的。你可以看到你自己在哪裡來的。
Okay, next question.
Oh, and why Buddha cannot resolve the conflict with Devadatta? that's the cousin. And according to the sutra, Devadatta can be a solitary conqueror after all. Although he killed Buddha, tried to kill Buddha, killed Buddha, but at the end of the day, he can be one of the enlightened beings. Why? 这个题目他问就是说为什么佛陀不可以 跟菩提达刀可以化解他的 冤家。还有呢经典上讲说菩提达多他临尾可以做辟支佛的。那都是一 个正悟的人为什么因为他杀过佛的嘛那为什么可以做到呢
So even the Buddha, he can't change the world. He can't make the sun rise in the west and set in the east. So the world is like this.There'll always be good people and bad people. So you can't change them straight away. But the Buddha put seeds into Devadatta, which he knew would ripen in another life at another time.
雖然即佛陀咁有力啦，但係咧，我哋佢唔可以轉個世界噶嘛。佢唔可以叫個太陽你由西邊升上，因為佢係東邊嘅，因為佢唔可以改變噶嘛。佢點樣改變啲人咧？好似菩提達多咁咧？他可以做的就是放一些善的种子在他的 心田上面。
So that's actually how it works. Seeds have been put into you now. So I'm sorry, it's too late. You're already on the bus. You can't get off now.
老师就说了比喻就是他已经给了一些种子我来的了。我们上了车了没得走了现在。
Okay, next one.
You mentioned that the future is not fixed yet.And how do you see some monks and nuns can know the time when they die? For example, some monks or nuns can ask the attendants not to cook for them before they die. 这个问题就是说老师不是说我们前景是不知道的嘛。那有些出家人呢临死之前呢很厉害的立刻跟那些侍者讲话你今天不用煮东西给我吃了。就是他知道他要死了。
That's probably why they died, because they were hungry.
咁依家就最突然，因為佢肚餓，餓死咗。
Now we can predict a couple of days in the future. For example, I can predict on Wednesday morning I will fly out of here.
咁我哋可以預測將來前嗰幾日要做啲乜嘅？好似老師咧，佢可以知道咧，佢星期三咧，佢應該離開呢度噶啦。
I can be pretty sure, 99% sure, but never 100% sure.
咁老師話可以嘅99%未可以肯定，但唔係100%肯定。
So sometimes even the best monks, they say I'm going to die now, don't cook for me. But sometimes they get it wrong, so they knock on your door and say, hang on, it's not today, it's tomorrow. I've got the time on.
咁可能有啲即係修行得好好嘅出家人咧，可以同你講，我今日死啦，唔使煮嘢俾我食。但可能咧，遲啲佢敲門話，可能搞錯咗，我聽日先死嘅。
So you can be 99% sure, but you can never be 100% sure.
即係我哋可以99%肯定咧，就唔可以話100%肯定。
Okay.
I perfectly understand that silence and stillness are key issues towards a good meditation. And however, I realize that I somehow have an innate fear of silence and loneliness. And the fear and loneliness suddenly creeps into my mind.Every time I'm left alone at home. And can you tell me how can I overcome this internal disturbance in order to perfectly at ease with the stillness and meditation? 这个问题就是说这个人他知道老师教的话我们的宁静和那个止是做一个禅修 的需要的东西来的。但是呢個人呢佢我自己喺屋企嘅時候呢我就會覺得好驚㗎我自然會覺得好驚㗎覺得好孤獨㗎咁嘅時候我咪應該要點樣可以令到我唔會覺得孤獨先即係冇咗呢一個騷擾佢先可以做一個好嘅禅修呢
And that's where you learn how to like yourself. When you really like yourself, then you're with your best friend.
咁所以老師講過就係我哋要學習點樣鍾意自己呢因為我們自己是我們最好的朋友。
So because I like myself, I'm very happy with myself. That's when I'm in my room alone. I'm very happy. I'm a very happy monk when I'm alone.
咁咧，因為老師又識得中意自己啦，所以佢自己一個人單獨喺房嘅時候咧，佢都好開心嘅。
I'm a happy monk when I'm with people as well.
咁當佢同人嘅時候，佢一樣係好開心嘅。
And you find If you are happy with yourself, then you're happy with others. If you're afraid of yourself, you'll be afraid of others.
當你覺得自己一定好開心嘅時候咧，你哋會同人一齊都會好開心嘅。但如果你好驚自己嘅時候咧，你都會好驚同人一齊嘅。
So I've already showed you how to do that. In the morning, when you wake up, good morning, me. Nice to see me. Have a great day, me.
咁老師講過啊，即係一起身咧，我哋同自己講，哦，真係好啦，對到自己話啊，又好見到自己啦，幾開心。
And before you go to sleep at night, good night. Have a nice night, me. See you in the morning. Good night.
咁夜晚你臨瞓之前咧，咁就話對自己問我啊，好好喎，咁就自己錫自己一啖啦。
And then when you like yourself, you never ever feel lonely.
當你自己好喜歡自己嘅時候咧，你永遠永遠唔會有個孤獨感嘅。
And you never get afraid of being with yourself.
咁嘅時候亦都唔會驚你自己獨立一個獨自一個人喺屋企嘅。
Because you're with your best friend.
因為你有個最好嘅朋友同你一齊啦。
Okay.
Well, and this guy that she got the problem because her husband has two mistresses. And the two mistresses is physical, is a TV set and a computer. How can I get rid of them? The computer and the TV.
Okay. Why does he prefer the computer and the TV to you? The reason is because you can always turn those things off.
我唔記得個問題，因為我簡短咗。呢個佢話咧，佢個先生有兩個有兩個二奶。咁二奶係咩咧？就係個電視機同埋個電腦。咁佢就問點樣可以令到佢即係唔愛呢個電腦同埋嗰個電視機。咁老師同佢講咧，要揾出點解你先生中意個電腦同埋電視機，因為對突然間你可以熄咗個電視機，即係佢先生可以熄個電視機同熄個電腦。
You can get them to shut up, but he can't get you to shut up.
即係你先生可以叫呢兩部機，即係佢兩個二奶收聲，但佢唔可以叫你收聲。
So it's wonderful. You know, he's off doing his computing and TV, which means you can meditate. You're free of your husband.
咁嗱，如果你先生自己去睇電視啊，咁去玩電腦，你咪仲好，你可以自己去禪修啦。
So remember, the computer and the TV are very entertaining. They've got many channels. You've only got one channel, that's me.
在電視機來說，它很多頻道，有很多東西看，但我們一女人來說只有一個頻道。
So what you can do, you can get your own TV and your own computer, and you spend all the time on your TV and computer, make him jealous.
那你很簡單，你自己又去買自己一個電視機，一個電腦，那你自己在玩。令到佢妒忌為止。
There's a story. I haven't got any time for stories. Got too many questions. Okay, I better leave the stories to late.
慳時間啲故仔前先講。業力係只發生喺肉身裏邊啦，定係喺精神上 ？Is that the karma effect? Is it the experience by the body? It's not meant by the mentally. The karma effect.Is will happen in the physical side. It's not mentally. I think he meant that if we get sickness, that is, we always say, oh, it's karma. 即係我個解釋就係因為我哋成日話一病話我哋好叻就話業力㗎，咁咪即係業力係會即係嗰個報應啊，就喺個身體就唔喺個心上邊嘅。
There's physical karma, there's mental karma. There's both.
兩樣都有啊，身體同埋嗰個精神上都有業力嘅影響嘅。
So mental karma, you always think bad thoughts about people, even though you know, you're smiling at them. But inside you're thinking, I hate that guy, I hate that woman.
心靈上的業力都是的，好像我們有時笑笑口，裡面可能把口就這樣說，心裡面就罵人，我們都做了一些不好的業的。
And that's that mental bad karma. And soon that will affect your mind, you go crazy.
咁咧呢個咁嘅即係嘅咁嘅精神上嘅業力咧，會令到我哋最遲都會發癲嘅。
So this physical karma, this mental karma affects both.
所以咧就係我哋話個心嗰個業力係影響我哋心，亦都影響我身體嘅。
Okay.
Oh, this one you talk about no thought and can you explain more? 係呢個問題，佢係講咧琴日老師講冇念啊，可以再講呢個老師。
That's
老師示範緊啦，老師示範咗。 kindly advise our organ, on organ donation with respect to the importance of the last thoughts before death.
Oh, it's wonderful that you donate all your organs, because by the time they take the organs, usually you've left your body, and there you are looking at your body and taking all the organs out, and they're giving them to all these wonderful people. And that's your last act of generosity and kindness. You're giving life and health to people. So that's very, very good karma. I am an organ donor. I'm my bag. I carry around my card. So if ever I have an accident or die, people can have all my organs.
我的問題是問老師，如果我們器官捐贈死的時候好不好，尤其是對於我們最後的念，會對這件事好不好，老師的答案說好的。 因為當你死的時候，即是他真的跟你拿一些器官的時候，你已經是離開了你的身體的。如果你看到一些人，將你那個身體的器官捐了給一些人，那些人是醫好了那些人的話，那你會很開心的。那老師自己本身都有一個，即是他自己都簽了紙，如果他死的時候，你可以拿他那些器官的。
Especially I want to donate my brain. So if I die, he can go in somebody else and they can give nice Dharma talks like I did.
尤其是他的腦，他很想有人 他捐出來的人拿到他的腦之後，可以給一些很好的宏法的東西。
Okay.
And this one is, can meditation reduce our short sight?
Short sight, yes, because you get insight.
這個題目就是問，禪修可不可以令到我們減輕我們的近視？金老師答。
Very good.
肯定得，因為我哋有咗內觀嘅智慧。 Another question is, when we are in profound or the deeper jhana state, can we know our past life? How about others' past life? Can we know it also?
Ah, if in your past life that you knew somebody else, in your past life, and you recognize them in this life, then you can know their past lives. But you can't really know their past lives if they have nothing to do with you.
咁呢個題目就問喺個即係禪定裏邊咧，我哋講嗰個jhana啦。除咗我哋知道過去生嘅嘢之外咧，可唔可以即係白埋人哋啲嘢，可唔可以睇埋人哋啲嘢咧？咁老師話得嘅。如果嗰個人同你係有關係，你又可以認到佢嘅話咧，因為你睇到自己，即係睇埋佢咯。但係如果你同佢冇關係咧，就應該睇唔到噶啦。
Okay.
Have you ever worked with someone who has been through a trauma? And what's the key things to say to them that would be the most helpful? 個問題就係咧，問老師有冇同一啲即係有心靈創傷啊，即係有啲大嘅創傷嘅人去做過嘢咧？咁有咩嘢可以幫到啲人咧？講啲咩最好咧
？In Malaysia once, they asked me to give counselling to a lady because no one else could help her.
咁喺馬來西亞咧，曾經有一次老師俾人去邀請去幫一個女人傾偈嘅。
They never told me what had happened to her.
但係佢哋又冇講到佢呢個女人係發生咗咩事啊。So
whenever that happens, I make my mind very, very peaceful and still. I don't even think. I make it very still.
咁啊，逢親呢啲咁嘅情況之下咧，老師會令到自己個心好止靜嘅，仲好安詳嘅。
And this woman came. She's maybe in her 30s. They say, what happened? And she said she was raped very, very violently.
咁呢個女士咧就係30歲到，咁佢話俾老師聽咧，佢係俾人強暴，但係嗰個手法係非常之有好強力嘅。
And the words which came out of my mouth, I never said them, they came out by themselves. I said, you're very lucky to have been raped.
咁老師咧就係唔係諗出嚟，佢個心好定咧，就好自然會講咗話，你好好彩啊。
Even I was shocked at what I said. She was even more shocked.
咁老師自己都好奇怪，自己會咁講，嗰人更加奇怪啦。Because
this is actually how you counsel people. You don't follow the rules.
即係我哋呢個就點樣去輔導人哋，我哋係冇一個規矩要跟住你行嘅。And
then I realized why I said that. I told her, says, obviously you're a very exceptionally strong woman. You'll be able to find your way out of that trauma. I can never understand what you're going through. but you'll find your way out. And once you've found your way out, the reason I said you're lucky is because you'll be able to hold the hand of other women who have been raped. And you'll be able to tell them what I will never be able to say. I know how you feel. And I know the way out. Come with me. You'll be able to use that horrendous experience, which I can't even begin to understand, and be able to use that so that you will be this incredibly wise, compassionate being who'll be able to help others out of this terrible, terrible black hole. That's your purpose. Follow that purpose. That's why you're lucky.
咁老師最後明白到點解佢會講呢句説話呢，因為佢同個嗰個女士講呢，你好彩嘅意思就係因為你可以咁難嘅環境你經歷到，你仲可以行返出嚟冇事。咁如果有人再係有咁嘅事發生嘅時候呢，你可以去同佢哋去輔導佢哋，同埋講俾你聽佢個經驗，因為老師冇咁嘅經驗㗎，嗰個感覺你可以幫呢啲人。咁就呢一次就係你點解要受害，但你得到的东西，你的目的是下一次你可以去帮人。
You can't think those things, they just come. And they really help people. They help because it's the wisdom which comes from silence.
那呢，这个不是我们想出来的，这些智慧就是那个很平静的心自己走出来的，你不是有任何的规矩可以想到出来的。
And that little piece of advice was important for her journey through that terrible trauma.
咁呢個咁嘅忠告咧，咁令到嗰個女人係非常喺佢嚟講係一個好好嘅輔導嚟噶。
It gave her hope, it gave her a path, and it gave her meaning.
咁你俾咗一個佢個希望啦，佢條路點行啦，同埋佢自己嘅信心。
I was only one link in that chain, just by giving her that much.But it started her on the road to recovery from trauma.
雖然老師只可以擦著個火啫，就係因為佢擦著個火咧，咁佢自己就可以行翻一個即係健康嘅路，可以將佢嘅心靈嘅創傷可以冚住治療咗佢啦。
So whatever the trauma people have experienced, even gross trauma, which I can't even imagine, is terrible ingredients.But you find you can make a cake out of any ingredients.
咁就算有啲創傷咧，老師都未必可以知道嗰個真正嘅感受嘅。但係可以講俾人聽，就係無論有啲咩材料，你睇下點樣去處理佢嘅。
So in trauma, that's one of the most important things to begin the journey out of it, giving people meaning and hope.
咁咧喺個創傷之中行出嚟咧，最慘的一樣嘢好難行啊！除非你俾咗佢個呢、這個佢受傷嗰、那個嗰、那個目標同埋個意思咧，佢先可以行翻出嚟嘅。
Okay.
And when we have no thought, it's the same. That it can bring me to peaceful mind, right? 呢個話佢無念，我諗係禪宗嗰個無念咧，佢係可以令到我哋有個祥和嘅心嘅。
Yeah.
對啦。And this one, if the achievement of fame.And wealth, you talk last night, is meaningless. What is our responsibility as parents to our children to create the best condition for them to study and study in the society so that they can make advancement in the society? And is it appropriate to install the ideas of emptiness to young people and still expect them to do their best? 個問題就係話咧，老師琴晚講話，即係第三個女人咧，即係嗰個名譽同埋嗰啲錢咧，係冇意思嘅。咁佢話咁我哋點樣即係做父母呢，點搞個細路仔呢，咁又要佢讀書，又要呢樣嗰樣嘅話，咁又要希望佢喺個社會有個成就啊。咁嘅時候我哋要教佢空性嘅話，咁我點樣令到佢又有空性嘅智慧，又可以又期望佢做到佢最好嘅嘢呢。
So the job of parents is to instill in their children the spiritual qualities of compassion and honesty, integrity,So you give them the tools which really work in life. If they understand themselves and are kind to themselves and kind to others, if they are virtuous and honest, then you're making wonderful people whether they're wealthy or whether they're poor, whether they go to university or whether they just work, you know, in an ordinary job. Because you've given them kindness, love, respect, compassion, and honesty, then they turn out to be wonderful kids.
咁咧，老師就話咧，即係我哋要培養一個細路仔嘅精神嘅品質啊，好似慈悲啦、忠誠啦、對人老實啦、誠懇啦，呢啲咁嘅品質咧，就係佢哋最好終身受用嘅工具啊！就唔係話一定要讀大學啊，做好多嘢啊。就算佢唔讀大學，佢唔係做一個普通嘅人，如果係一個誠實啦、一個善良嘅人啦、係幫人嘅人嘅咧，都係好好噶啦，已經。
Don't just think they have to do well at school and university to be successful. That's narrow-minded.
如果你咧淨係覺得細路仔要讀大學啊，要一間名校啊，佢出嚟先係好嘅話咧，我哋個係好狹窄嘅。
Just one of the little kids I taught Buddhism to when he was very small. I saw him just a week before I came to Hong Kong.
咁老師話佢嚟香港之前咧，見到一個細路仔啊。
His mother was a very good Buddhist who taught their children to be honest and to be kind.
咁咧，佢個父母係佛教徒嚟嘅，咁佢教呢個兩個歲嘅細路仔話，要佢哋要誠實同埋有慈悲。
None of the children went to university.
但嗰啲細路仔佢冇入到大學。
But they've all done so well in their life. All get wonderful families. They're happy. They're at peace.
咁咧，嗰兩個細路仔即係大咗之後咧，佢雖然佢哋冇讀大學咧，但係佢哋好安詳，好開心，對人好好。
And I found out that this young man, when he left school, he became a chef, and he worked his way up. And in November in Australia, there was a TV program called Iron Chef, and that's where you have to compete against a professional TV personality chef, a celebrity chef.And he was the first man to beat the celebrity chef. He won.
咁咧，老師嗰個朋友嘅細路仔咧，佢冇讀過大學，但係佢學咗做廚師啊。咁佢舊年嘅十一月咧，老師喺個反而呢個細路仔咧就係贏咗一個比賽，澳洲嘅比賽叫做鐵，我諗我譯做係鐵人嘅廚師。咁佢咧反而佢贏咗嗰個比賽，佢比一啲所謂專業嘅人士嘅廚師仲好。
And I understood why he won, why he was so successful. Because in his early life, he got the virtues, the understanding of himself, the compassion, realizing the most important things in life. You know, his family and his virtue, his goodness and honesty. And I saw that was the strength which got him to succeed in even like a TV show where he could beat the celebrity chef.
咁咧，佢因為佢老師發覺佢點解可以咁，即係喺呢方面咁成功咧？因為佢好細個已經有屋企個薪土啦，咁佢有一個好誠實，亦都好慈悲嘅心態咧。咁所以佢反而話令到佢第時成長個過程咁好嘅咧，佢得到好多我哋嘅功德啦，佢個人好好啦。咁反而佢都令到佢贏咗呢個即係電視個比賽。
So the best thing to give your children is not money, is not even an education, academic education.Give them what they call emotional intelligence. So they're happy with themselves, they've got compassion to others. So they've got this integrity, this virtue. And that's what will keep them successful in the whole life.
咁所以我哋俾細路仔嘅咧，就唔係俾錢佢嘅，而係我哋要培養佢哋佢個慈悲心，佢哋嘅好嘅一面，中意幫人，佢誠懇，呢啲就反而係佢哋嘅成功之處，同埋佢哋要令到佢哋要自己好祥和咁生存。
There is a poem from Tsung Po, which I wrote in my book. The English translation goes something like this. It was a poem called On the Birth of My Son.
咁老師本書咧，佢有一個詩啊。咁佢喺佢嗰本書度有嘅。
And the poem is this: Most parents, on the birth of their son, want their son to be intelligent. I, through intelligence.Having wrecked my whole life, only wish my son turns out to be stupid.
咁佢個嗱，我大意就話咧，我係
Okay. This guy was on. He was a Mandarin. He was one of the advisors of the emperor.
佢個嗱，我真係個大意咧，咁就係蘇東坡啊。
Yes, but yeah. And so he said, on the birth of my son, most parents, when the son is born, wanted to be intelligent.
咁咧就係喺我有細路仔嘅時候咧，多數嘅父母咧都想佢哋係有成就嘅。
I, through intelligence, says Sung Po, have wrecked my whole life.
但係咧，我又因為呢個咁嘅原因咧，反而我個一生都俾佢毀咗。
So I hope my son turns out to be stupid.
咁所以我希望我個仔咧係一個傻瓜嚟，好蠢嘅。
Then he can live a tranquil life.
咁啊，佢一個好平靜嘅生活。
And end his life by being a government minister.
咁咧，佢可以成世去打政府工。
So that was an old poem there that sometimes we want our child to be intelligent and rich and it spoils their life. But if they're just average intelligence, then they live a tranquil life.
咁咧，如果我哋即係要個細路仔好突出咧，可能佢仲辛苦嘅。如果佢係好喺中間嘅話咧。即係唔係太蠢又唔係太精嘅話咧，可能有一個好平靜嘅生命。
So if your child, I think I mentioned this in the first talk, if your child is in the top 5% at school or the bottom 5% at school, they're not good Buddhists.
咁如果你嘅細路仔咧係喺間學校嚟講咧頭嗰五名或者係最後嗰五名咧，佢哋都唔係一個好嘅佛教徒嚟嘅。
If in the top 5% or bottom 5%, they're not good Buddhists, because Buddhists believe in the middle way.
咁因為咧，點解咧？因為我頭嗰五個 percent 同尾嗰五個 percent 都唔好咧，因為我哋佛教徒係相信個中道嘅。
Okay.
That's all for is all for the internet.
Okay, the internet ones
yeah,
now.
Okay. The first one, I recognize that I have many words in my mind during meditation. Should I observe the words instead of the breath, or both, or one after another?
Chinese.
Yeah.咁呢個同修呢個係網上嚟嘅，咁佢咧就發覺佢潛修嗰時咧就好多字啊，好多字眼走出嚟啊。咁我應該睇啲字啊，定係睇嗰個呼吸咧，定係兩樣一齊睇咧，定係睇完一樣先睇第二樣咧
？So you can choose one word and use the word peace and keep saying that word to yourself over and over. Peace, peace, peace.But leave a space between those words.
咁咧，你可以揀一個字，就係咩？就和平呢個字，或者叫祥和呢個字。咁你講咧，就係祥和、祥和、祥和。咁你記住咧，每講一個字中間咧，有一個空間喺裏邊嘅。
And after you've said the word peace, listen to how it echoes in the mind, how it points the mind to the meaning of peace. Peace.Peace, peace, and soon the mind can experience peace, and then you don't need to say any more words.
咁咧，你又當你講個祥和嘅時候咧，你要諗，你要睇住個心會有咩反應。咁你慢慢講，你當你講祥和、祥和、祥和嘅時候，你睇下你個心點反應。咁時候咧，好自然地，你個心就會跟住你個意思行，佢就會平喺度祥和啦。
The important thing is to listen after the word finishes, and then you find what the word means.
咁咧，最個重點就係當你讀完嗰個字嘅時候，你去聽一聽，真係聽佢意思，咁你就可以攞到個意思啦。
Okay, next question.
And should I observe my heartbeat too? 佢話第二樣嘢咪可以去觀佢個心跳。
If you observe your heartbeat, and your heartbeat gets calmer and calmer.When it stops, you're in big trouble.
咁啊，如果你真係睇個心跳嘅話咧，你記住咧，如果佢越嚟越靜嘅時候咧，即係跳佢唔跳嘅話咧，咁你就好大問題啦。
So that's one object. It's very difficult to watch. So watch the breath, but forget about the heartbeat.
咁咧，所以咧，呢個比較上一個好難嘅禅修對象嚟嘅。咁用翻呼吸就好啦，唔好搞咁多嘢啦。
Okay.
Are babies and animals more mindful than us? Look like they are living in the present, focus on what they are doing, and not planning for the future nor worrying about the past. 呢個題目就話咧，啲細路仔啊，同埋啲動物啦，可能比我啲大人仲好咧，因為佢咧就好似係喺活在當下，佢哋係識得做佢而家做嘅嘢，佢哋唔會諗將來，亦都唔會諗過去。
No, look, babies. They can't stop crying. They can't stop shouting. That's why you have to put this thing in their mouth to shut them up.
但係呢班細路仔咧，佢成日都一路不斷咁度喊，喺度咩？咁所以我要用嗰個奶嘴嚟塞住佢把口。
So if they can be peaceful in the present moment, that'd be wonderful. Imagine a baby like that. I told a few stories about babies who could speak. Here's another interesting story, not about speaking though.
咁咧就係、如果個細路仔真係好祥和嘅話咧，佢根本就好寧靜嘅。咁老師曾經講過好多個故事係關於細路仔一出世識講嘢嘅。
One of my disciples in Perth, she'd just given birth, and she was in hospital, breastfeeding her baby. She was lying on her back, and when the baby finished breastfeeding, the baby sat on her tummy, crossed its legs in full lotus, put one hand over another arm.And closed its eyes and started meditating. It was only a few days old.
咁啊，老師有一個門徒咧，佢喺澳洲嘅，咁佢有個生咗個細路仔咧，個細路仔幾日嘅啫。咁咧，佢係喂人奶啊。咁佢一日一個食完個人奶之後咧，嗰個 B B 仔咧好叻啊，係坐喺佢個肚上邊咧，佢自己雙盤坐，咁又可以開始禪修一個鐘。
Just finished lunch and then wanted to meditate.
一食完午餐，佢就想去禅修啦。
Great story, isn't it? These all true stories, amazing.
呢个系真嘅古仔嚟噶。
So even like an animal can never really be that still, except for dogs and cats too. But that really is sloth and talk. But that really is stupidity. That's not wisdom.
咁咧，對於動物嚟講咧，因為好似貓同狗咧，佢哋唔係真係祥和、係平靜嘅，佢哋根本就係因為蠢，所以佢哋唔識反應。
Okay.
Yeah. What is your view on the modern business world of expecting people to form multi-task, that is doing multi-work at the same time, instead of doing one thing at a time until completion, then to the next? Is the modern business world entering a wrong path? 個問題咧，我哋冇興啊，即係咩多 multi-task， 即係一齊做好多嘢嘅。咁嘅時候，如果現代化嘅社會咧，咁係我哋咪？現代化的社會是搞錯了，因為老師教我們做完一樣東西才做另一樣東
西。 That's not modern. People have been multitasking for centuries. Somewhere in this temple here, I saw that David with all his arms. That statue with many arms? Kuan Yin. She multitasks. She got all his arms and all his hands.
所謂這個很多工作一起做一樣東西，但不是很新的東西，是舊東西來的。因為我哋喺廟嗰度睇到個千手觀音啊，咁佢同時係做好多嘢噶。
But the trouble is, if you do too many things at the same time, nothing gets done.
咁個問題就係唔係話你唔可以一齊做好多嘢，但係個問題就係你一齊做好多嘢，但係冇一樣嘢可以做得成。
So in modern business, when I go and teach business people or business seminars, I keep telling them, look, if you want high productivity.You got to remember efficiency.
咁老師就係同嗰啲即係商業界嘅人講咧，你如果你係想要咩嘅，你想好嘅效果嘅咧，我哋要睇一個嗰、那個efficiency 嘅效果嚟講。
So you do one thing at a time. You do that well.
咁所以咧，你做一樣嘢係做得好就好好噶啦。
And then you go on to the next thing.
咁然後做第二樣嘢。
And that way you get more done.
咁嘅時候咧，你做嘅嘢仲多咗。
In modern business, people make so many mistakes because they do too many things at the same time. You can't give anything full attention.
因為如果好多商業嘅行為咧，因為我哋做嘅嘢太多啦，根本冇一樣嘢做得成嘅。
So, Western business is going to be in big trouble, but Buddhist business is going to take over the world.
西方嘅商業咧就嚟。就嚟式微噶啦，而家我哋佛教嘅事会盛行噶啦。
There's already many top business people are Buddhists。
而家好多啲即系个 CEO 咧，好高层次嘅人咧，都系佛教徒嚟噶啦。
It's Steve Jobs. He's a Buddhist.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, Apple.
苹果哦，苹果个 个老板。
There's many top Buddhist. The many top CEOs are Buddhists.
啊，好多啲高级嗰啲认证人员啊。
Yeah, at where? In India. Okay.
哦，因為蘋果嗰個 CEO 咧，佢係曾經喺印度出過家。
So if you want to get ahead, become a Buddhist.
如果你想去成功嘅話咧，開始做個佛教徒啦。
Okay.
哦 ，does taking vegetarian food help one to have peace, mindfulness, and enlightenment, and jhana and meditation easily?
個
問題係，如果食素食咧，係咪可以令到我哋個即係有祥和嘅心啦，有洞察力啦，可以開悟啦，可以入jhana，可以入個禪那啦，係咪咧
？It can do. It's why and how you're a vegetarian. But if you're a vegetarian.And you get angry at all those other people who eat meat, you'll never get into jhana.
就係睇你係可能嘅，但係要睇你點樣做啦。如果你食素，但係咧你見到啲食唔食素嘅人咧就發曬爛渣嘅話咧，咁你就好難入咗禪那噶啦。
I did hear in the United States there was a vegetarian who blew up the owner of a meat shop.
咁我見過咧，老師見過有一個係人咧，佢仍喺個佢係食素食嘅。咁會將人嗰個食肉嘅店係爆炸咗。
That was actually crazy. The idea of being a vegetarian is being non-violent. But then he went and killed somebody who sold meat.
咁我哋做食素嘅人咧，我哋根本咧，我哋係非暴力噶嘛。咁你如果用開槍去殺嗰啲老闆，冇意思噶。
So it's good to be a vegetarian, but don't look down upon others who aren't.
咁我哋係做一個素食者係好嘅，但我哋唔可以睇低人哋。
It's very important what goes into your mouth, but it's also important what comes out of your mouth as well.
咁食嘅嘢係緊要，但係你亦都睇下你出咗啲乜嘢出嚟。
Okay.
Oh, there's a further follow-up question. Is that's the organ donation we talk about, and then is there the bodily being? That's the immediate beings exist when you just when you give up all the organs. 呢個題目問咧，佢話如果我哋捐贈器官嗰陣時咧，我哋個中陰身啊，即係我哋死之後嗰段時間出存在嗰個身體咧，係咪存在嘅咧？
Suppose you sell your car, and the car is very old, but the people you sell it to can use the parts in other cars. Does the driver of the car hurt when you give the parts of the old car and put it in a new car? The driver is not the car. The car is not the driver. So once you leave your body at death,Your old body is just an old car. You can give the parts to anybody.
咁咧，好似舊車咧，如果你個舊車即係好舊嘅劏咗去嘅話咧，咁你將裏邊啲零件啊，佢俾第二架車，第二架車用到嘅話，你就冇問題嘅。即係好似我哋死咗之後咧，咁我哋嘅身體一個舊嘅車嚟嘅，咁佢就冇用噶啦。咁如果有人用得到嘅話，點解唔俾人哋咧
？So the stream of consciousness, what the Buddha called the mind-made body.Which is what you experience after you leave your body at death. That is fine, that's having a great time. And it has an even more wonderful time when it sees all of the parts of your old vehicle, your old body, being put to good use.
咁佛陀講咧，嗰個我哋個心識，當我死咗之後，我哋心識會即係喺度嗰個心識嗰個支流喺度嘅話咧，咁如果你真係有嘅話，你睇得到佢送嘢俾人，你冇問題啊。
Because if it isn't given to somebody else, it all gets burnt and cremated. If it doesn't get burnt, the worms and the beetles eat it all up. So isn't it much better that it gets well used?
咁好似係如果我哋唔捐俾人嘅話咧，可能你係火化咁，啲器官都冇曬啦。為咗你唔火化土葬嘅咧，咁嗰啲蟲又會食曬佢噶。咁啊，唔係俾咗人哋咪好啲咧
？Don't you believe in recycling in Hong Kong?
你哋。相唔相信循環再用
？So you got an old body which is useless. You've left it. So recycle it.
咁所以個身體冇用啊，不如我哋循環再用啦。I think the question is that a bodo being existing?
Oh yes, a bodo being in Theravada we call it the mind-made body. We call it the Antarabhava, the in-between realms. So yeah, of course that exists.
老師，個問題就我澄清是嗰個中陰身存唔存在啊？咁我再問咧，佢話係老師話係存在嘅，喺南傳嚟叫咧就係心造嘅身體，咁密成咧就叫中陰身嚇。
And sometimes that being actually comes to visit you when you're in the elevator in hospital or when you're on the outside.
咁有一次老師咪講個鬼故咧，咁即係話咧佢可能去醫院嚟探你嘅。
So remind me this evening to tell you another ghost story.
咁咧提醒老師今晚再講另一個鬼故啊。In the morning section, in one of the meditators said during meditation, if my mother said, "Oh, you should go to work," and he still don't go to work, and you just tell the student, say, "Oh, just none of your business."
Yeah.
Yeah, and then is that another way that just tell the student, say, oh, just watch the sound instead of shouting back at your mother? And or maybe you just watch other thoughts. 個問題就話咧，今朝早咧，老師咪有個同學問咧就誒，我坐俾阿媽鬧嗰個咧，咁老師話你唔使坐，你又唔關我事啊，即係同阿媽講唔關你事就算啦。咁呢個同修咧就喺度提議咧。咁嗰時可能唔係咁好，即係你鬧翻阿媽。咁不如話好唔好就係教佢去觀個聲音，即係淨係聽個聲就係聲，或者就睇下其餘嘅念頭。
In Chinese culture, it's very important to have filial piety and to listen to your parents.
You mean in Western?
No, Chinese culture.
喺中國嘅傳統嚟講咧，我哋好聽話，聽父母講係應該嘅。
But in Chinese culture, it's even more important to listen to the Buddha.
咁喺中國個傳統嚟講，除咗你聽父母講咧，聽佛陀講係仲緊要。
So when you hear you have to go to work, your mother says that, the Buddha says no, meditate. So listen to the Buddha rather than your mum.
咁所以當你禅修嘅時候咧，如果你媽媽要你做嘢咧，鬧你嘅話咧，但係如果你聽到佛陀講唔係你要繼續禅修嘅咧，咁你就聽佛陀講啦。
Okay.
I think that's all.
Hey!
Another one. Yeah. And you said that when we meditate until the body disappears, does that mean that we reach Nibbana already? This question is, we are sitting here, the body is not gone, we are going to Nibbana.
People are in such a rush to reach Nibbana.
We are really rushing to reach Nibbana.
No, not yet, but you're on the way.
我哋暂时唔系，我哋行紧噶啦。
It's just like sometimes we're on a journey. You say, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" Enjoy the journey. Forget about the destination.
咁好似我哋好似去旅行咁咧，我成日到未啊？到未啊？我哋好兴讲到未啊？咁我老师话，我哋开始想喺度享受个过程，就唔好成日谂啊几时到。
So the peace in this moment, that's where you find Nibbana. Not looking way over there into the future.
咁當我哋話所謂嘅，如果你咁嘅長和嘅心態咧，你就唔會話我幾時去到涅槃嘅。呢個先至係我哋真正嘅和平嘅心。
So well done, your body's disappeared. Now let all the questions disappear.
咁咧，你做得好啊，老師話你做得好好啊，即係你嘅身體係唔見咗。但係咧，所有嘅問題都要放下嘅。
And you disappear, and let me disappear.
你唔見咗嘅話咧，希望老師都一齊可以唔見埋。
So now I'm going to disappear. Thank you very much.
Okay.